This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma barik. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin wa la 'udwana illa 'alal zalimin. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises due to Allah alone, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, none can show Him guidance. May the greatest peace and salutations be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wabad, somehow I'm looking right and left, up and down, looking for the brothers. What happened to them? Sisters, oh, there is some brothers sitting there, mashallah. Sisters are taking over, mashallah. Allahumma barak. You're way outnumbering the brothers. Brothers, you need to wake up a little earlier. It's first come, first serve. The power of supplication. Keep supplicating. Maybe inshallah one day you will be sitting here. In the sacred hadith, which is narrated by Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, and it is collected by Imam Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted the Almighty Allah as saying, calling upon us, upon His servants, Ya ibadi, Allah is calling, oh my servants, kullukum dallun illa man hadaytu, all of you are astray except for those whom I guide. Fastahduni ahdikum, so seek guidance from me, supplicate to me, asking me for guidance, I shall guide you. So we start saying, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us, O Allah, to the straight path. And we recite this at least 70 every day of every. The second, Allah is calling upon us. كلكم جاع إلا من أطعمته. All of you are starving except for those whom I feed. I'm the only source of provision. So seek provision and food from me, I shall provide for you. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. Then thirdly, يَا عِبَادِي, oh my servants, كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُ. All of you are basically naked, except for those whom I clothe. You want to be clothed? Seek the clothing from me, I shall clothe you. فَاسْتَكْسُونِي أَكْسُكُمْ. Ya ibadi, the fourth call upon us. Allah is calling upon us. إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Indeed, you commit sins day and night, non-stop. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So seek my forgiveness, I shall grant you forgiveness. Ya ibadi, another call. The Almighty is calling upon us. If all of you, from the very first to the very last, from Adam alayhi salam, all the way to the last human being will live until the day of resurrection, all of the human beings and all of the jinn kind gathered in one plane, and each and every one of you started asking me for whatever, and I happen to grant everyone their mas'ala. Somebody wants Lamborghini. Somebody wants to be cured from malignant tumor. Somebody wants to get married. Somebody wants to whatever. I answer everyone's supplication. That will not decrease my domain and art. But similar to what happens to the ocean when you insert a needle in it, then you take it out. Will that decrease the water of the ocean and art? Obviously not. Allah is the richest. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah huwa ar-Razzaq dhul quwwati al-matin. So he is calling upon us to only focus on him, ask from him, supplicate him. And when we supplicate, when we invoke him, when we ask from him, we should be full of confidence. We should be certain that none besides him can fulfill. None other than him can answer our supplication. Supplications or a dua isn't something mere recommended. No, it is compulsory. And it is not something we do that whenever we need something from the Almighty. It is something that we shall do on a regular basis. Because simply the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. The ultimate form of worship is to supplicate. When you raise your hands, when you bow down and prostrate and you say, Ya Allah, that means you believe that only Allah can answer your call. Only Allah can deliver. Only Allah can cure. Only Allah can enrichen you. Only Allah can provide you and your spouse a child. After all, the doctors said, not a chance. قال تعالى in verse number 60, chapter number 40, Surah Ghafir, the Almighty says,
وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين.
Your Lord said, اِعُدْعُونِي, ask of me. I want you to keep asking. Allah is happy when you ask from him. Because this is the ultimate form of worship. Dua is better than fasting. As-salah, in the Arabic language, means a dua. It's all about supplication. Giving any charity isn't any better than asking from Allah. الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. What if you don't ask? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who feel arrogant, feel pride to ask, they do not ask from me, they shall enter hellfire being humiliated. When you ask, Allah is happy with you. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever doesn't ask from Allah, Allah is angry with him. Unlike when you ask from the closest relative of yours, best friend of yours, if you ask once, then he fulfills. Twice, three times, then at the tenth he says, enough is enough. But from Allah, the more you ask, the more you draw nearer to him. The more you invoke him, the more you get closer to him. The more he is happy with you. The power of supplication. Many people, right after this session, and whenever we have a Q&A, will ask, I have a question for Sheikh Salah. What is it? I have been asking for years, and he didn't answer me. That is not true. I'm just giving a preemptive strike before you ask the question. No, that is not true. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, he did answer you. No, he didn't. I've been asking for a particular thing and he didn't grant me an answer. No, he did. But because you don't know what kind of answer he delivered and you don't know what is good for you, you misjudged him. You thought he didn't answer you. Imam Ahmad collected in his Musnad a beautiful hadith in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة إلا أعطاه الله بها إحدى ثلاث. Watch this. Whenever a believer asks from Allah anything, once you say, Ya Allah, guaranteed, your dua has been answered. But in one of three ways, sometimes, as Allah the Almighty said, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. A person keeps insisting, oh Allah, I want to marry this guy. I would die to marry this guy. But Allah knows if you were to marry this guy, a week later would be divorced. Allah knows and you know not. Allah knows that this guy is sneaky. This guy is a faker. So he doesn't answer your dua the way you wanted it. Rather, he answers your dua in giving you somebody who's much better than him. If you happen to have a screen where you'll be able to see the unseen, you will settle. You'll be so satisfied and say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah didn't answer my dua. Many times parents get angry with their kids. So a mother will pray against her child. May Allah blind you. May Allah break your bones. May Allah... Imagine if Allah were to answer her call. Then the child is crippled. The child failed. Breaks his arm or leg. Will he be happy? No, I didn't mean, oh Allah, to answer my dua. I meant to threaten him. So Allah is all wise. He doesn't necessarily answer your dua the way you desire. Rather, he answers your dua the way that he knows it is best for you. So one of three ways in which Allah answers every believer whenever he or she raises their hands and say, oh Allah. Number one, by fulfilling exactly what they wanted it, if it is something good. Oh Allah, I want to go for Hajj this year. No problem. You go for Hajj. How? I don't have money. And in Indonesia, you have to wait in a long queue. Well, somehow there was a competition or a conference like that, and there was a drawing, or you answer a question, and they said, you're going for Hajj this year. I never expected that, but you once made a dua. That dua was answered. Well, in this case, I need to make more dua. Of course. By the end of this hadith, the Sahaba will proclaim the same. The second way of answering your dua is that Allah knows answering your particular need isn't good for you. So He will give you something better than what you asked for. And that too is definitely good for me. Or He will utilize your supplication to prevent a greater harm that was about to befall you. That too indeed is good for me. What is the third way of answering the dua that I didn't know about? That He will not deliver at all in this life. If you recite in the morning, and if you recite in the evening, Allah will remove your worries, will deliver you out of your hardship, and will settle your debt. You know, when you say, okay, Allah will deliver you out of your worries and hardship, okay. But when you say, Allah will settle your debt, then you're going to question yourself, how? And you have forgotten that Allah is إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Stop looking at Allah as if you're looking at a friend of yours, or as if you're looking at your employer, or one of the human beings who may give you, may not. No. This is such a failure. And that's why where we go wrong. This is where we go wrong. When we ask from Allah, we think, no, it's too much. I don't think Allah will answer that. Why? Because too much. Such person is not a believer. اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. The messenger of Allah said, when you ask from Allah, ask while you're full of certainty that He will definitely answer. He will most certainly deliver. When you're doubting, it's not going to be answered. You're not a strong believer yet. اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. There is a very common error most of us do when we make dua. I'm going to make dua and tell me where I went wrong. MashaAllah, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you, inshaAllah. See you next year, inshaAllah. May Allah take you for Hajj, inshaAllah. Where did I go wrong? I make dua and I say, may Allah bless you if He wills. May Allah make you prosper if He wills. May Allah grant you a goodly offspring if He wills. Wait a minute. He already willed when He said, ud'uni, ask of me, call upon me. He willed already. So it is wrong whenever you make dua to say inshallah or inshit. Inshallah, if you want to do something in the future, hey guys, see you next year. Inshallah. I'm gonna be here inshallah next year, same time.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ.
Call my wife and say, hey honey, I'm coming tomorrow home. Inshallah. But when you ask from Allah, you don't say inshallah, because He already willed. It's like asking somebody, could you please give me like a loan? It's entirely up to you. If you want, fine. If you don't want, fine. Allah doesn't like that. Allah likes a person whenever he or she asks, they're certain. You know whom you're asking from? The one who's able to do all things. And that's why an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Umama, I'm gonna guide you to something if you do a supplication. If you recite every morning and every evening, Allah will deliver you out of your hardship, will find you a way out, and will settle your debt. He never asked how. I don't have a job. I don't have a sugar daddy. I don't have anyone to give me money. How? I don't. But he's full of trust and confidence. He's a believer. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so guaranteed he will deliver. What is a supplication? Repeat after me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. Before I share with you the meaning of this amazing supplication, which I can never miss, every day when I pray Fajr, I must sit down and I recite this supplication along with other supplications. It makes my day. Without it, I'm naked. Without it, I'm unarmed. Without it, I'm very vulnerable and weak. Wallahi, I'm not in a good mood. With it, I'm a completely different person. Guaranteed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so, and the Sahabi immediately. The Nabi didn't give him money to settle his debt. He didn't speak to his creditors so that he can write it off. No, he gave him better than that. And he gave us all better than that. So Abu Umama said it was only a matter of a few days. Then subhanAllah, automatically Allah removed my worries. And I don't know how, but he settled all my debt. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in. What does it mean? He's able to do all things. He only simply say to it, be, and it is. Allahumma, O Allah, inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Indeed, I seek refuge with you against worries, depression, being overwhelmed, and sadness and grief. Wal-ajizi wal-kasal, I seek refuge with you against disability and laziness. Wal-jubni wal-bukh, I seek refuge with you against al-jubn, cowardice, being coward, fear, and miserliness. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَمِنْ قَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. And I seek refuge with you against being overcome by men and overpowered by debt. A few days, and the Almighty settled his debt and removed his worries. When I recite these supplications at the time of prosperity, I'm already protected at the time of adversity. Don't wait until you feel in need. You see, the Quran is full of questions. Yani, Allah the Almighty says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Oh Muhammad, they ask you concerning drinking and gambling, whether it's haram or halal. What is it? So every question that is presented in the Quran, the answer begins with, قُلْ فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس يسألونك عن الأهلة قل. The word قل is a command verb which means say, tell them, answer them. Only in one position in the Quran there was a sual, a question, without the word قل. And I will tell you why. Which verse is it? Mark it down. 186, chapter number 2. In the course of fasting, Allah the Almighty says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. The question is, because the Sahaba have been asking the Prophet, we know that Allah said, He's ala al-arshi istawa. He's above the throne. He's not sitting with us in the room, but He's fully aware of what is happening of everywhere. So now if I want to call upon Him, shall I cry it out loud, say, Ya Allah, so that He can hear me? Allah the Almighty answered. But this time is the only time in the Quran He answered without saying qul. Why? Linguistically, when you remove the verb qul, that means you're reducing the distance, indicating that there is no such distance between you and Allah, not even to say qul. So the answer is delivered immediately without the verb, unlike every other question in the Quran where the answer begins with can hear you. Qul, what does qul mean? Say, not kul, yani eat. Qul, right? Qul with the qaf. There is no qul in this ayah. Why? There is no space between you and Allah. Immediately, you need anything, you know what to do. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zamzam lima shuriba lah. You know the meaning of this hadith? We as Muslims, wallahi, are the most blessed human beings ever. We have access to Allah to communicate with Him and ask from Him, even individually in the depths of the night. Other people don't have this access, because when they call upon whomever they call upon, He's not Allah. But we are communicating with Allah. And at your term, at your convenience, anytime you want to have a meeting with Allah, you say, Allahu Akbar. Voluntary prayer. Then Allah is there with you, listening to you. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. You make sujood and you say whatever. Even in your mother tongue, in case that you're going to ask me during the Q&A session. Even in Indonesian, no problem. Now, زَمْزَمْ لِمَا شُرِبَ لَهُ means the water of Zamzam is for whatever intention you drink it with. So the water of Zamzam, does it have medicine in it? No, it's cure itself. Cure from malignant tumors, you and your intention. You need a job, drink some Zamzam, but before you drink, make your dua. You want to have a child, you want to get married, you want to have a peaceful mind, you want to have whatever, in dunya or in the hereafter, make dua, then drink from Zamzam as much water as you want. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, I don't like to speak about my private life, but since we're talking about dua, me and my wife have been struggling for years since we got married to have a child. But no luck, as people say. And when she started crying, we have to try, we have to go to doctors and whatever, and we followed the scheme and said, that's a lot of headache. Let's just go for Hajj and drink Zamzam water. Isn't this what I teach people? Wallahi, after several years, went for Hajj, and before I drink from Zamzam, lots of dua. Oh Allah, Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. So many times, 6 months after Hajj, she conceived. Alhamdulillah. But she happened to have miscarriage. Qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al. She said, Muhammad, did you say the dua? I said, which dua? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raj'un. I'm sad. She said, the dua of Umm Salama. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. Give me better than what I lost. So I said it. A year later, alhamdulillah, we have twins. We lost one. And Allah give us Abdullah and Abdurrahman. I don't really like to speak about my private life in public, but I'm just telling you,
زمزم لما شرب له. One sister whom I know very well, and I visited, came from the States, and I visited her. She had malignant tumor, fourth grade, خلاص. She said, save the medicine. If you want to spend any money on me, just take me for Umrah before I die. And she went for Umrah. And when one doesn't have any hope but in one thing, that is the thing which may cure me, which will certainly cure me. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, wallahi, she returned from Umrah safe and sound. And she was completely cured. Somebody will say, but I've done the same but no results. You're missing one component, which is yaqeen. Udu'u Allaha wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Those who say, okay, I'm gonna test the water. I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna see whether what the Sheikh said will work or not. It's not gonna work with you. It only works with whom? Huh? With the believers. With those who trust Allah. Those, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Zamzam lima shuriba lahu, that's it. Khalas. Why are you asking the Sheikh any further questions? This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. The Almighty Allah said in Surah Al-Shu'ara, recounting what Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Isn't it true? When I'm ill, he's the one who cures me. I wonder, all of us, especially those who can afford it, those who have very good medical insurance, those who have financial means, if you have just a little bit of headache, if you have a toothache, if you have a stomachache, right away you book an appointment and you run to the doctor. By the way, did you just say, Allahumma shfini? I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, don't take the medication. Don't misunderstand me, please. Okay, go to the doctor, take the medication. But before that, and on top of all of that, put your right hand on whichever part is aching in your body and say, اللهم رب الناس أذهب الباس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Some people have taken ruqya as a job, and they charge arm and leg, they charge a lot, and by appointment they say he's a big raqi. In my humble opinion, this is all fake. What do you mean fake? His beard is like that, he has a big turban, he's graduated from whatever. That's my humble opinion. I never go to any person and ask him to recite ruqya upon me. So what do I do? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, what do you think of him? One of the greatest companions. He's number three in this ummah, right? Whenever he used to recite ruqya, only one thing, Surah Al-Fatiha. Is Surah Al-Fatiha sufficient as means of ruqya? It is more than sufficient. Any part of the Quran, don't you know Surah Al-Fatiha? You don't have to hire a raqi or pay for somebody, say, MashaAllah, I recited for 2 hours, so many verses from Al-Baqarah, Al-A'raf, Al-An'am, no. My son is sick, before I take him to the hospital. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm. But with confidence, the word of Allah, whether from Al-Fatiha to An-Nas, is sufficient as means of ruqya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you visit a sick person, any sick person, whom Allah did not ordain for him or her to die in this sickness, then you recite the following supplication 7 times in the room. Upon them, definitely Allah will cure them. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك for a masculine. And yashfiyaki for feminine. I ask Allah, the Lord of the great throne, Allah the great, the Lord of the great throne, to cure you. That's it. As'alullah al-azima, Rabb al-arsh al-azim, and yashfiyaki. 7 times. But they said that he has COVID. They said that he has whatever. You go and visit that person. And this is ruqya? Yes, this is ruqya. People play ruqya online, and they have even online ruqya, and they pay with a credit card. None of that is needed. Recite ruqya upon yourself.
But with confidence that your supplication and your dua and any part of the Quran and any supplication of the Prophet in this regard is sufficient. We say these supplications are the sharpest weapon. The problem is, who's pulling the trigger? Who's carrying the weapon? Finally, and before I leave, may Allah pardon all of us. May Allah grant our brothers and sisters in Gaza a wonderful victory, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. May Allah defeat our enemies and humiliate them. Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was sitting, and Fatima, you know Fatima, his sweetheart, walked in and she said, Ya Rasulullah, look at my hands. What happened? Her hands were worn out. Her hands were worn out. Why? Because she feed the cattle and she fetch the water from the water well and she does the homework. Ali is working outside and she's taking care of the domestic work. Fatima? Fatima? She is going to be the chieftain of all women in paradise. The daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is working by her own hands until they were worn out. She said, if it is possible that you can give me a khadim, a maid, a servant. She and Ali have been contemplating the idea, and finally she had the courage to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, you needed a khadim. She said, please. He said, fine. Go home, I shall visit you tonight. When he came to visit Fatima and Ali radiyallahu anhuma, he found them all already in bed. When I say bed, it's not that king size bed, not even a queen size, not even twins. It's on the floor, and they have a cover, a sheet. If they cover their heads, their feet will show. If they cover their feet, their heads will show. This is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sat between them. They wanted to get up. He said, no, stay where you are. He sat between them. Ali is his cousin and his son-in-law, and Fatima, his sweetheart, his daughter. He said, earlier you asked me for a khadim. She said, yes. He said, أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمَا عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ خَادِمٍ. Shall I not guide you to something better than giving you a khadim? Who's saying the Prophet? And this is Ali and Fatima. They believe the Prophet. They trust him. They said, certainly, O Prophet of Allah, anything from you is good. He said, إِذَا أَوَيْتُمَا إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكُمَا. Whenever you guys go to sleep, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar how many times? No, 34. Once again, 33 times, Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah 33 times, like the Khitam al-Salah. But finally, and Allahu Akbar how many times? 34. That's it. He said, that is going to be better for you than giving you a khadim or a domestic helper or a maid. So Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima started practicing this. And they both said, wallahi, it is better than khadim. Allah has delivered the help and made our lives easy. If you only sleep 3-4 hours a day, if you're a doctor, if you're an anesthesiologist, if you're a surgeon, if you're a whatever, you know, and working hard, and before you go to sleep, especially the wives, the house engineers, who are taking care of their household without a maid, you recite this before you go to sleep, you still wake up fresh. Why? It's supplication. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said in the sound hadith. Somebody was kind of tricky. And he said, Ya Ali, because Ali said, wallahi, I never forgot to say it on every single night before I go to sleep. So somebody said, even on the night of Siffin, you know, there was a battle between Ali and others, major battle. He said, even on the battlefield, on the night of Siffin, those companions were successful and their dua was answered because they were full of yaqeen. Full of confidence that whatever the Almighty Allah said is true. Whatever He promises, His promise will come true. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Who benefits of the Quran? Number one, they believe, but they believe in the unseen, without seeing Allah. They trust Allah,
and you trust His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's make dua and conclude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May Allah fill our lives with joy, delight and happiness. May Allah grant everyone who's single a goodly spouse and a goodly offspring. May Allah help and support our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, and grant them victory. May Allah feed them after hunger. May Allah clothe them. May Allah support them with His help, with His victory. May Allah pardon and forgive us all for our shortcomings. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسلام على المرسلين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته